Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina DiAnaroga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show, but first let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley's show.
Hey, what's going on, Klein and Ellie?
Are you ready?
I love Klein and Ellie, you little bitch.
Klein and Ellie, it's just okay.
Just don't let things bother you too much.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, what up, Klein and Ellie?
Whoa, sweet damn steak, did you see that?
Be the Klein and Ellie show.
Let's get the show started. The show started. Show started.
We are live in Los Angeles. 3, 2, 1. And here we go.
It's a pubescence.
I'm just a dumb guy.
About that Monday, Tuesday. No one cares about Wednesday. Thursday.
Yeah, I'm pasty.
Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Are you ready for the weekend? Are you ready for the rear end? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, trash. Thursday, Friday, forget about that. Friday, Saturday, where is that? It's Sunday, sleeping in, eating brunch.
Wishy potions. Cooking some wishy potions.
Eggs.
Whoa, you little bae.
Hit the beach or hit the mall. Go out with friends, do nothing at all. Sleep in, watch movies, read books. Anything goes, just take a look. Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end? Go. Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah.
Are you ready for the rear end?
Go.
Like the official soundtrack of Hobos right here.
It's Klein Alley Show.
106.7 KROQ FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. The Sonic Pulse of Los Angeles. This is the world famous K-Rock.
Thank God it's Friday!
Welcome to a Friday. Welcome to your first week of school, or welcome to your continued summer. It's that weird time now where you don't really know how people are vibing, but we're together again. Today was going to be pool party backyard keg day. But Allie's already faking sick because she doesn't want to go.
I'm not faking.
So
I'm
really
going to go.
Interesting how Jake came in here. He's got a tank top on. He's yelling, going, woo, pool party day. Yeah, woo, baby. He's all excited to have something on his social calendar, which is usually wide open. Meanwhile, Allie comes in here with a sniffles going, I don't know. I think I'm under the weather.
I'm still coming.
Nah, I don't think you're invited anymore. You're out.
It's outdoor.
Yeah.
I never said I wasn't coming. I just don't feel well.
You said you're feeling sick.
I am. I'm not going to lie to you.
You're feeling sick, which means
I'm run down.
Omar's birthday party, which, by the way, happy birthday, Omar.
Oh, thank you.
The big birthday.
You leave
boy.
Him out of this.
No, I'm not leaving. Just to clarify, here's who's RSVP'd no to Omar's birthday party / backyard pool party / kegger. Omar is out.
Yep.
Allie is questionable.
I will go. I brought my swimsuit and my swim cap.
Johnny claims he's wearing his bathing suit already. He came into work wearing his bathing suit.
I got it ready to go under my shorts right now.
Thank you.
I don't see the point in that. You can really just quickly change.
And then, I'm not going to have my
Yeah, I got
stuff out.
I got bathrooms there, dude. But then you got the they got Jake.
What?
Jake, who's
I can't wait to use your bathroom.
Jake's already he's been great.
And then Vanessa, who's begrudgingly going.
Yeah, I feel like Vanessa also is wondering when she has to leave to get back to Long Beach before rush hour.
I just think every time we do something, I feel like it's truly forced. I do feel it in my heart that it's forced, but then it's happening, and I was like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
Great.
It's because, believe it or not, I
don't
care. That
wasn't so bad.
That's exactly, that's why this whole forced summer idea we had was a stupid idea to begin with, because it really is, Vanessa's right, it feels forced.
Forced fun is still fun.
Well, Monday we'll be able to announce real fun, because after this thing has gotten now too big to handle in my own backyard, we've decided to really...
Too big is 5 people.
Well, now it is, but it started to get to a point where it was exploding fast.
It was
up to 11 people, and I don't know if I could have handled it. So the good news is that Monday we'll be able to announce one final good summer hang for us all. And I think that this will make everyone more than satisfied. It'll be way better than anything I could have put on in my backyard.
Trust me, you won't have FOMO from today, okay?
It's just going to be us. Officially, you can't call what you're doing today a party.
No, you can't. That's why you're going to do a real party.
Yeah, I think it's more of just like a kickback hangout. Oh,
it's us it's me stopping by your house on the way home.
Thank you. That's exciting.
I knew it was going to be exciting when yesterday you texted a picture of 4 beers on a car seat.
I was showing.
Get ready.
I was showing.
It's gonna be a rager.
I was showing Jake that I got his Flaffelnogger.
That's not even my brand.
It's actually not.
Oh, it's not.
It's not.
Because I was hoping you're joking.
No, I bought those for you.
But how sweet is the sentiment, Jake?
Yeah, I got everyone their favorite drinks.
Except for me.
Got Vanessa juice boxes.
Cool.
Funny.
Did you get me a Gatorade?
You know it.
There's some in the fridge. You'll grab them on the way out.
Yeah, bring your own Gatorade.
What'd you get for me?
I made you a pregnancy sangria, just grape juice and fruit.
No, you spiked it with something.
Yeah, a little something.
And just catching up on the podcast here, and I'm on the parts where Bitch Boy Klein is supposedly having a kegger at his house, but there's so many f***ing rules in it. But if the roles were reversed and someone else has to do this kegger and those rules were in place, he'd be the first one bitching and complaining about, you got to do this, and that, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, right. By the way, I'll be complaining about my own. You trust me, I will be the first person to complain about how bad this is going to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, you intended on it being a certain way, and then I think because your wife works from home, it got a little dicey there. Yeah, and it's on a weekday in the middle of the day.
She wasn't happy about it. But I'm trying to squeeze in before the kids are done with school. This is a lot of rules are going against
there
us.
There is
right
like
now.
A 2 to 3 hour
Yeah, we have a window,
there.
A small window before they're home, and everything gets ruined.
Man, that guy's such a little bitch.
Okay, thank you, sir. Thank you.
I say you guys just go to his house and kick that fool out. Okay. Bye.
You kicked me out of my own kegger.
It's good. I haven't seen your house.
Let's see.
I only saw your house 3 houses ago.
I can't wait. I've never seen your house ever.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Jake, you
I
sure?
I think as soon as we visit, you move.
You sure you're not feeling sick, Jake?
Oh, I'm sure. I feel great.
Come here so I can cough on you.
Yeah.
If you want $500 of Allie's money, I hope you're calling us immediately because it is a $500 Friday, which means you have a chance to take $500 of Allie's cash, and all you have to do is answer some questions about the news. That'll be coming up in moments here at K-Rock. So the number, once again, is 800-520-1067 or 323-TIP-BOLI if you're nasty. You can call the show and participate and battle Allie and take her money. And then later this morning, we have those Six Flags tickets for you. We'll continue to hook you up with those, get you into the Hollywood Bowl for the maestro of the movies, and more tickets to go to the Big Bear MX Grand Prix presented by O'Neill at Bear Mountain Ski Resort. All that is happening this morning on the show before we announce our big actual end of summer kegger, which will be on Monday morning here. The details that you'll need to know on Monday. Just a reminder that even though when Monday comes around, everyone goes, God damn, I can't believe the weekend was that fast. It'll be worth it because we'll have something to look forward to again before we officially get out of the summer.
Got a couple more weeks. We have a lot to do in the next few weeks. Vanessa still has to go camping. There's a lot of things we have to knock off the old list there. Yeah,
Jake has to do drugs, and I think you still have to have your one-night stand.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go with Robot because that's my only option.
I got some people I can connect you with in that world. So if you need that, we can make that happen for you.
If you want a headless person to have sex with, I got you.
Bad news. Bad news for one of our listeners. She is throwing in the towel.
No.
Hi, Klein and Allie, my favorite people in the whole wide world. I missed you so much. This is Nikki D. today's my first day back at pool. It's August 13th.
Nikki D is someone that has been very behind on the show and refuses to listen live because she wants to get caught up. And she's always about 3 months, 4 months behind on the podcast. And the summer, her big plan going into the summer was she was going to finally catch up on all the old shows so she could be ready to go. Now here we are. She's back at school.
And I think I'm about to make a really big decision here. I think I'm throwing in the towel of trying to catch up. My last day of school was June 20th, and I didn't do shit. Like, I thought I was going to, like, clean my apartment and listen to podcasts all day and totally be caught up. Yeah, that didn't happen.
So now she's way even more further
even
behind.
More behind.
So, I don't know, maybe it's time to just listen to you guys live again. This has been, I think, 2 years now of me trying to catch up, chasing my tail. And, yeah, I don't think I can do it anymore.
I really appreciated her effort because she was always so far behind and getting further behind, but I liked hearing stuff that was happening in her world because she had no idea things like, you know, she didn't know, like, she doesn't probably still know that Allie's pregnant right now because she hasn't caught up to that part of the show
yet.
I
don't think she knows I started trying again.
Right, so like, you know, she's at a part where she's like, oh my God, I'm crying because Allie's IVF failed or whatever, and she doesn't realize that here we are in modern day and Allie's got a kid growing inside of her as we speak.
Yeah, this is the same type of person who, when a new season of a show comes out, they have to rewatch all the other seasons. You know, my wife does this where it's like, I'm going to get caught up on X, like Spider-Man. She has spent so much time watching every other movie and going down every other rabbit hole that I'm like, just catch up. Just watch the new thing and fill in the blanks.
The world can't wait for you.
But that's not the final decision. I still have to think about it. I really don't want to miss out on stuff that I might have missed out on.
Well, you will. You'll miss out. You won't know the origin story of eggs. I mean, there's a lot of things you won't know, and then you'll just hear it on the show and say, what's the deal with that? But there's new people checking us out every day for the first time, and they're probably lost at first, too. So you can just go back to being kind of lost again. That's normal.
Yeah, you know how people go on sleepcations, where they just go on a vacation to focus on sleep?
Mm-hmm.
She should go on a Klein Alley showcation.
Oh, man.
Where she just spends a week.
72 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Catch up. Most of it's crap anyway. And if you listen at 2.5 or 3 times speed.
Yeah. You'll get it done fast.
You can get through it really quickly. Although, as this other person pointed out, Allie, sometimes things that we do on the show do not make it onto the podcast.
What the heck? I listen for the whole show so I can cry to the Jackie tribute, and the podcast says, here's the tribute and goes straight to commercial? What the heck? Give me the tribute, bro!
We couldn't do the tribute. I think because the tribute was in that Foo Fighters song, Learn to Fly, that I think, sadly, it was
licensing issue.
Yeah, they for whatever reason, I don't understand. I don't know how it works, but a bunch of our stuff that we put up for you guys to listen to does not officially get put up.
You would think Jake would maybe cut out all the here's the tribute lines. But
no, he leaves all that in and then cuts right to commercial. Speaking of which, we're going to cut right to commercial right now. But as soon as we get back, we will give you $500 of Allie's money if you're up for the challenge. Get on the phones now. 1-800-520-1067. 5 questions about the news. You take Allie's money after this quick tribute to Jackie.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm here at Klein Alley Show. Every Friday, Allie puts $500 on the line, gives you a chance to take her money. All you have to do is prove you know more about the news than she does. She has lost thousands of dollars in this little thing. Allie knows the news, and she can't wait to go on maternity leave so she doesn't have to pay out the people, but she doesn't realize that we still play the game when she's gone and then hit her up with a bill when she returns.
Well, I do realize it now that you've told me.
Yeah, so I recommend you take as little time off as possible, so that you don't lose money to people like Lisa in Pasadena who are waiting on the phone right now to take $500. Lisa, congratulations. You've made it through. A lot of people wanted in. You have the person, you have been selected. So now all you got to do is answer more questions right than Allie, and you get $500 cash. All right?
Right.
All right.
Sounds great. Hi, guys.
Hi, hi. Good morning. Allie's going
to leave.
Oh, boy. Already she's trash talking. Allie's going to leave the K-Rock studios now. You get to go first. She'll be sequestered. And as soon as you start answering these questions, we get through your round. She'll come back and answer the same questions. If you do better than she does, you get paid. If you guys tie, sadly, ties go to the house. And your round of Allie Knows the News, the Lisa edition for $500 starts right now.
Allie Knows the News.
Today is the birthday of a Los Angeles great by the name of Magic Johnson. How old is Magic Johnson today?
75.
75. We got a question number two. Shadow, speaking of SoCal greats, is an eagle that apparently now, according to video that has surfaced in the last 24 hours, is hanging out and entertaining a new friend in his nest. I mean, Jackie's not even cold yet. Poor Jackie. Who is the bird that Shadow is being seen playing with over the last 24 hours?
Oh, my gosh. I saw this. I know this. Janet.
We got a question number three. There was a brawl that has gone quite viral that took place at a fancy Beverly Hills restaurant between a couple of ladies brawling at a Beverly Hills restaurant. What restaurant had a brawl that took place inside of it? Ladies fighting each other.
Was it at the Beverly Hills Hotel?
Beverly Hills Hotel. We got a question number four. Krispy Kreme has officially now announced their collaboration with WHO, and those donuts will be available starting August 18th. Who is Krispy Kreme collabing with? Need an answer.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts. That would be some interesting collab right there. I believe those guys are mortal enemies. And we go to this final question. Because of the bird flu and a feather shortage, the price of what has skyrocketed? Need an answer in 3, 2, one. Time is up. Let's bring Allie in. We'll score together, see how you did. You got at least four answers delivered officially, and let's see if any of them are right. Allie's re-entering the K-Rock studios now. She claims that she knows a thing or two about the news, which is why she delivers it on the show every day with the ADD news. And let's figure out if she's on the right page this morning. $500 up for grabs. Allie's nervous. Question one. Today is the birthday of a Los Angeles great, a legend by the name of Magic Johnson. How old is Magic Johnson as of today?
Yikes. 58?
She said 75. The great Magic Johnson. And it's hard to tell because that guy is ageless and ageless. He doesn't look like anything's changed him.
That's the theme of every birthday party.
It really is. 67 today.
Whoa!
Magic Johnson, 67. Good old 32 for the Los Angeles Lakers. My boyhood idol is 67 today. Big news for me. We got a question.
What are you going to do to celebrate?
Well, that's why I didn't realize, Omar, you share a birthday with Magic Johnson.
Yeah, neither did
I. Two of my favorite people. And you know what? I think I'm going to cross out Omar on that birthday cake since he's not going to come anyway and write Magic.
Oh, there you go.
So, I like that you're having a birthday party for all these people that aren't coming.
Yeah, yeah. It's now a backyard party for Omar / Magic Johnson. We got a question number two. And by the way, she didn't get that right either, so no one gets the point. We got a question two. Shadow has been seen frolicking and playing with a new eagle now inside of his nest. Video footage surfacing over the last 24 hours that shows who is Shadow hanging out with now?
Katie
won. Okay, she said Janet. Janet was a made-up name, and I don't believe we have a bird named Janet yet, but temporarily, yes, Katie won has been hanging out in the nest, and they're not sure yet if this is a sexual thing. They don't even know if Katie is a male or female at this point.
Well, whoever it is, they're dancing on her grave.
But they are there hanging out.
They're
they have
like
really moved.
Tearing apart her little nest.
Moved right in. I already brought a toothbrush. We go to question number three. Allie's on the board. 1-0 as we go to question three right now in this very exciting $500 Friday edition of Allie Knows the News. There was a brawl that took place at a Beverly Hills restaurant involving two females. It's gone quite viral. Which restaurant that you would not expect was home of a brawl between a couple of ladies?
Two ladies. God, I don't
know. They weren't fighting over the bill.
No, you pay. No, you pay.
Guarantee you, that was not the cause of the brawl.
I don't even know restaurants out there. Alfred's?
What are you? What are you just making up? What you think sounds fancy?
Yeah, I don't know.
Alfred's, the coffee place.
Yeah, I don't know.
She said Beverly Hills Hotel. That's at least a fair guess as a fancy hoity-toity Beverly Hills Hotel.
Is there a Craig's?
I'm shocked. If Craig's would have been a great guess. Spago. I can't believe you'd say Spago. Good brawling spot.
Okay.
This was apparently a very fancy steakhouse called Steak 48.
Oh.
And brawl videos all over TMZ if you want to see a couple of ladies not fighting over the bill at Steak 48. We go to question number 4. No one gets the point. Krispy Kreme, we go high end, we go low end, is now collabing with what? Donuts will be out on August 18th, a collaboration between Krispy Kreme and who?
Disney? I know they got a lot of announcements coming up. Maybe there's some kind of a Disney collab.
She said Dunkin', which would be interesting. Disney is not right, but close, Allie. It's the Pokemon collab.
Oh.
Krispy Kreme Pokemon collaboration.
I did see that.
Yep. And we go to this final question. Allie's still up one.
Do you think they've ever turned down a collaboration?
No. I think they're like Kevin Hart. They just say yes to everything.
We should ask.
We should.
See if Krispy Kreme, Vanessa, make a note. Will Krispy Kreme collab with us? I bet you will be the first person they say no to. Question 5. This is the last one. Because of bird flu, feather shortages are taking place, and the price of what has skyrocketed?
Feather shortages?
That's right. Bird flu leads to feather shortages, and now the price of something is skyrocketing.
Eggs.
That's your guess? Eggs?
Yeah. Because of the feather shortage? Because of bird flu, there was a big bird flu thing that led to the price of eggs skyrocketing last year.
This is one of my favorite words to say that we're almost not allowed to say on the radio, but under context we can. The price of shuttlecocks for badminton have skyrocketed.
What? Where are you getting this information?
This is a huge news story. Look it up. Guys, look up shuttlecocks.
This is all in the top of the weird news section of Yahoo News.
Krispy Kreme, big deal.
And it's Magic Johnson's birthday. That's 67.
Those shuttlecocks made out of plastic?
No,
not the real feathers?
No, wrong. The good ones. Look up the prices.
Look. I've never seen one made of feathers.
Yeah, me either.
Listen, look up right now.
Even in the Olympics, are they made?
Yes. Vanessa, Google shuttlecocks right now and spell it very carefully, or you're going to get some bad pictures
Shadow
you don't want to see.
Say it one more time.
You Google what you think I said.
Oh, I barely heard you.
Shuttlecocks.
Oh, okay.
See what comes up as the top story.
Are they made from feathers?
No. It's the top story is going to... You don't even
need
to...
I got a specialized 75 cock show video cable. So I spelled it wrong.
Uh-oh.
Oh, you don't want to click
on that. She's getting a video.
Don't click on that.
No feather shortage there.
Don't click on that video,
Vanessa.
My
computer's going to melt down.
Well, anyway, Lisa, this has been fun. And sadly, you leave with no money. Allie was able to beat you by one in a very difficult round, the $500 Friday edition. What must you shamefully admit over the airwaves of K-Rock? Go ahead, Lisa.
This is Lisa from Pasadena, and Allie knows the news.
All right, here's the good news. Next week, we have more people playing for Allie's Money, another $500 Friday. Any luck, Vanessa, over there, or is your computer in meltdown mode?
I think she's finishing.
Okay. Unicorn. We get into more show after Incubus on the world-famous K-Rock. Apparently, yesterday and this week, there were a couple of shakers in California. Northern California got a few. I think Oakland got some shakers yesterday. They apparently have been up and down this fault line. People are very concerned. There's been a lot of talk about, are these little shakers going to trigger the big one? And we're next in line, and we've seen the big one happen. I mean, it was Colombia earlier this week, and it was Japan last week. And there's been a lot of these seven-pointers that have been hitting all over the place. Vanessa's convinced it's our turn next, and we talked about, do you have a plan? Are you prepared? Do you have your go bag ready or your bucket of supplies in case you have to survive without power? Do you have your flashlight, your crank radio, all that crap? This person on the goat line has a plan that's very different than any other plan, and I think we should think about this.
Hey, you freaked me out even more about earthquakes than I've already been freaked out my whole life, but I have a plan. What you want to do on each nightstand is put a professional football helmet.
So this guy's plan is on both nightstands next to the bed, you have two NFL helmets ready to go. For you and your partner, so that if you wake up, I mean, the odds are it will probably happen middle of the night just because, you know, spent a lot of time in bed, so you're in bed.
Like the core. So on my side, I have the Redskins. My wife's side, the Broncos. If you wake up in the middle of the night with an earthquake, you reach over, grab the helmet, strap it on. You protected the head, the neck. Now all you need is some shoes. Anything else, babe? Nope. She has nothing to add.
Well, clearly that guy's single. But regardless, it's an interesting plan that he puts a football helmet next to the bed, which looks like great decor. But if he needs to, he throws that on in case of an earthquake.
Well, why not go with like some sort of a construction hard hat or something with
that's
a built-in
cool.
flashlight, a face mask.
Yeah, because it doesn't make as good a decor as clearly the fact that he's rocking a old
school. We just put it under the bed, I guess.
Construction helmet will just look ridiculous.
Yeah, that looks weak, man.
Yeah, all right. So this guy's got two football helmets on both nightstands.
I have more problems with the teams he chose.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Which one will God kill first?
Right. Also, I can imagine just trying to convince your wife to decorate with football helmets next to the bed would be very challenging.
Every girl is like, absolutely not. I'd rather die.
I would need to put a helmet on just to announce that to my wife.
But I do think that the football helmet would be the best option because it covers your ears and everything, too. The construction hat just goes right on top.
Right. But, yeah.
So you'd have more protection, I think.
Yeah, and I guess that is the biggest concern. I always think about the eating concept. What am I going to possibly eat? And how long before we have to go full cannibalism?
I just assume that it's like all preparation where even though I have a go bag sitting somewhere, what are the chances that I am going to be in that location, that go bag will be accessible to me? Will I even be home when this is happening? When these big earthquakes happen, how many people are really using those emergency supplies?
Well,
or are they just getting to a shelter, right? I mean, most people, they would go to a shelter or they would wait to be rescued.
That's probably your two, if it gets bad enough, because that's the
idea.
Like,
how often are these things being used in emergencies?
All I will say is that I did not realize that my go bag was my go bag, and I thought it was a backpack that my wife had purchased for my kids back to school this year, and because I hadn't seen it before, and it was bright red, so I took all the stuff out that was in it, and it was a lot of that, you know, ready meal crap and everything. And I said, because you know, she didn't have a new backpack for school, which apparently is a big deal because her last backpack had lice or whatever. So I gave her the go bag for the first day of school backpack. So now my stuff is just loose in the closet, all my emergency kit stuff.
So your kid's going to school with an emergency backpack?
Only day one that she's changed it out now.
Okay.
Apparently it was a big, it was not cool, I guess.
But I kind of feel like most kid backpacks would be perfect for an emergency situation.
Right.
I have a bag full of snacks on the ready for most things when you have kids, right? So that's pretty much a go bag.
Yeah, but you got to have the stuff that we don't think about. Like, I don't know why the whistle is so important, but apparently the whistle is huge.
Well, if you're trapped under rubble. But then again, you have to be able to reach the whistle, put the whistle on, blow the whistle, blow it loud enough for somebody to hear. Like, think about the Titanic. How many people actually responded to a whistle?
Well, also at that point, you're kind of screwed. It doesn't matter if you're sitting on a melting iceberg blowing a whistle, you're just going to blow on a whistle. It's what an annoying noise to hear.
Right, but
as you're
at the end of Titanic, if she hadn't had that whistle, she'd be dead.
Can't you just do that? It's God's whistle right there.
Well, is that old man that can blow a really loud whistle? That you need that guy.
Like that. So anyway, if you're, I guess people now, I don't know why it feels, I know they say we're overdue for the big one. There's a lot of stories about it this week particularly, and then all the shakers yesterday, they're saying that there's some fault line that's like the hidden fault line, and everyone's all freaked out that California's going to break off and float to the ocean.
714, that'd be kind of nice, actually. 714 said all of these earthquakes have freaked me out so bad I just spent $700 on a huge earthquake kit and supplies.
Yeah,
then you also have to keep replacing the supplies because they have expiration dates.
Yeah, but you get like you get 10 good years out of them. And I feel like I know you.
Oh, you do?
I think you do. A lot of it.
$700 sounds like so much. Are you going to lug that stuff around?
Yeah, what's in that?
Yeah,
I'm telling you right now, that thing's probably enough to keep. Some of them will say things like I got one of those buckets one time that said it could keep me alive for a week, but it was only for two people. So sometimes you got to get enough supplies to keep, you know, six people alive.
At
least you
claim. Bucket?
Yeah, it was an earthquake bucket.
Oh, buckets are very valuable.
I know. And this
in
thing
the
was,
apocalypse, that'll be big currency.
But, you think you're not doing well now. Wait till after the big one. You got a bucket. You're living life.
So I found a $700 earthquake kit.
It contains
emergency water pouches, a 3,600 calorie emergency food bar. Wow, that's not one. Oh, that's multiple bars. Sorry. Not just one of them with
3,600 calories.
A water filter, a personal water filter. So you have to like pee and turn it into drinkable water.
That's not what that does.
A personal water filter?
It's not to pee and drink your own urine.
If you need to.
That's not what that's for,
yes,
you idiot.
It's to filter the water.
Not urine. It's not going to filter.
Eventually, if you have no other option.
No, Allie.
Why don't you just buy bottles of water?
There's emergency water pouches too, but when you run out, you got to clean your pee. Then you got emergency radio, of course.
How long are you are we surviving for? This is like zombie apocalypse stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, this isn't for decades of...
Allie, you got to read the instructions on this kit, because you're on the second item. You're already doing it wrong.
I don't even use my fridge filter anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, I use my pee.
Okay, great.
At home.
Also, what happens if you drop $700 on this, and then the big one happens, and you're not even home with your emergency
kit? That's what
kit?
I'm saying, that's, is when are you available to use this and access
right,
it?
Right, so you got to wear it around all the time.
Work gloves. A paracord, safety goggles, duct tape, emergency signage, an emergency signal mirror.
It's all easy for us to joke about this now, but if, you know, when the big one happens, we all go, God damn, if only I had work gloves now, I could move this wire off of me or whatever.
And then half of this is useless. A comb? Who needs a comb? A washcloth? A toothbrush with a cap? I mean, stop. Half the stuff you don't need.
Well, that's true. Half of it you don't. But the stuff you
need... But they like to say it has 57 items in it or whatever, you know?
So, anyway, if anyone would like to use this man's method, he's got two football helmets next to his bed, ready for the big one, and ready for the NFL season, which is almost here, which is very exciting. We got to take a quick break. Oh, Caroline, quickly, though. Go ahead. You're on K-Rock. Hi.
Hi. Nice to talk to you guys.
Nice to talk to you. So, what's up?
So I have a to-go bag on my right next to my door. It has a radio. It has food for my cat. It has emergency clothes for us. And then I have a food container that is the stuff that you can buy on Amazon. I have one in my storage, and I have one in the apartment.
When that stuff starts to expire, like, do you feel the need? Like, if you go, all right, I've had this before. Do you feast on the expired food before it goes bad? Like, before you reload it, or is this your first one?
Well, these are the first ones, and actually these, when I bought it, it was meant to, it's those kinds of stuff, the kind of stuff that is, like, dried, so it does last for about 25 years. It has a kind of, like, shelf storage.
Mm. Yeah, but I mean, let's be honest, if it's not that great tasting or it feels like a little expired.
Oh, I'd rather eat my family first.
Who are you going to complain to, right?
We got how are you going to clean your pee?
At least it's fresh. I like to go family at a table.
510 said, I work in San Leandro where the earthquake just hit yesterday. I was on the toilet, shook the hell out of me, and I just bought earthquake insurance that costs almost as much as my entire homeowner's policy.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing.
We got all that to look forward to.
Preparedness is overrated.
Let's get through the big one because Vanessa claims we're in the middle of, quote, dark days right now. So let's get through it as quickly as humanly possible. We'll be right back after this quick break with news and more after this.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.
ADD News Now, that a brand new hour of the show will officially begin here on KROQ.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
All the Disney freaks are very excited this morning, waiting for hours in line at the Anaheim Convention Center for D23. It's the big event where they make all kinds of Disney announcements about new movies, new shows, new attractions. And there are several things that are being revealed very soon, and there are some rumors, so we don't quite know. A lot of people predict that tickets for Avengers Doomsday will be announced to go on sale, and then they will also be showing a new trailer for the movie. There's also going to be probably a new Star Wars Starfighter trailer starring Ryan Gosling, and the reveal of a new Marvel character, the OG Human Torch. And then when it comes to parks, I haven't seen anything specific to Disneyland yet, but there's a new Piston Peak National Park that will debut at Magic Kingdom, and a new Encanto ride at Disney World that they're kind of debuting what the cars and the ride itself will look like. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot more announcements. And, of course, a lot more people are just in line to buy that merch.
Who do you think has the most passionate of the fan base? Like Disney, Apple? Because I know Apple's got their big announcement coming up. Or the big folding phone.
Disney is much more than Apple, yeah.
You think that's like the most hardcore fan base? You put that above like Dodgers, above Lakers?
The fact that people have been in line for hours already just to buy merch for this, it's not even attending. It's just buying merch at a specific store.
But how many of those people do you think are doing it just for the resale market? Like, they know that they can get their hands on it and put it on eBay.
That's all part of it. It's all part of the fandom.
Yeah, but I would argue that people would say, I'm not saying I feel this way, but if you're just buying it to resell it and profit off it, you're not a real fan at all.
I think they're reseller fans. Yeah, I'm sure there's people, like you're saying, that don't care about the Disney part at all, and they just want to buy stuff and resell it. But I feel like I've seen the videos of people being like, this is the new, you know, Mickey's holding a coffee cup. There's no shirt like this. You know, they know everything about Disney, and that's why they know what's valuable and what's not.
So you put the Disney fanboy, fangirl, whatever, as the most extreme of anything? More than did you see the line for the Hello Kitty stuff at the Dodgers game?
Oh, God, that's tough, yeah, because that's
Hello Kitty people. Who would win in a brawl between the Hello Kitty diehards and the Disney diehards?
Yeah, I have a niece who every year for the birthday, I'm like, what does she want? Still Hello Kitty.
Still.
I mean, since this is 9 years old till 16 years old.
And I don't know.
Hello Kitty.
I'm going to make a statement that's probably going to be very unpopular, but I don't believe that there is a Hello Kitty / Disney. I think that you pick a camp. I don't think there's anyone who's like diehard both Hello Kitty and Disney.
And am I an idiot? Is there even a movie or is it just the characters? Like, have they even had to do any?
Disney has movies, yes.
No, I mean Hello Kitty.
I know.
They have a cartoon, I think.
Yeah.
Do they? I feel like they don't even have to do anything, but just be like, here are more characters, buy them.
Vanessa, are you in the Hello Kitty world?
No.
Oh.
I don't like toys.
Wow.
Did it start off as a comic strip? Is that right or no?
It starred in several cartoons and anime series over the years.
Oh, okay.
From what I heard, it started to create kawaii culture after World War II. Like, they created it so Americans could, like, sympathize with them, I think.
Right.
I'm sure that
historically is not right. But
which one of the following was the least accurate answer to
probably Johnny's, I would guess.
Okay. So Disney might be getting ready for Halloween and Christmas already as well, but one woman is not happy that the holidays are starting early. She made the mistake of going to a Costco, which is always three seasons ahead of everybody else, and she was not happy with what she found. Klein, I don't know if you agree with this woman, but she's not happy with Costco.
I'm at Costco right now. Explain why it's the dead of summer and they got Halloween decorations all over this bitch. Child, it was just 4th of July. Like, look at this raggedy-ass Timu Dracula for $400. And then they have this ass bear ghost for $90. I came here to shop for a skimpy-ass bikini to get my hot girl summer on, and they replace it with inflatable skeleton bullshit. Oh, my God, y'all. They even have Christmas decorations out now. Who the hell is Christmas shopping in 95-degree weather? I'm about to lose my
Listen, she's not going to find a hot bikini at Costco any time of the year, so she's already in the wrong place for that.
Those are full-butted one-piece swimsuits, and they are even put on cardboard mannequins.
Yeah, even the mannequins.
Two-dimensional cardboard mannequins.
Look not great.
No, they're very full-sized.
Costco's getting us ready. I'm already buying stuff for Halloween for next Halloween at Costco, and not even this year.
By the way, Hello Kitty was created in 1974.
So what Johnny said is completely wrong.
Totally.
Thank you.
Cool.
Where the hell is the manager up in here? I need to know who the f*** thought it was Halloween time in the middle of my hot girl summer. I got the pumpkin spice latte and this good is all down. They need to sell this year round.
Once she had a PSL or mine chain.
I'm with you on that. And I do think for the Costcos and the Targets, because every once in a while, you do roll into Target going, hey, I need to get a raft because it's still pool season.
Oh, my God.
Us.
That happened to me last year.
And they're like, sorry, we don't. Maybe check that one random aisle.
They said, we have nothing.
Yeah, we have nothing. We're moving on.
I was like, then what are we doing here?
Like, you'd think they'd keep one little section with a few things.
I go in person.
Right.
Because I need it now.
Yep.
I don't need everything to be a season ahead. I will buy all that online. There's an egg problem. There's been a huge multi-state salmonella outbreak tied to eggs that is currently under investigation by the CDC. There have been almost 100 illnesses, 26 hospitalizations, and of course there is a recall happening with millions of eggs across the country, and they say that there might be salmonella eggs sitting in your fridge right now.
Oh boy.
Wishy potions.
Yeah. 1.5 million cartons of eggs have been recalled. So this is across 17 different states and counting. You can just add that into the cyclosporiasis and the other salmonella outbreak and the jalapenos.
If anyone's taking a normal turd today, you are beating the odds.
What a time to be pregnant.
We get into a brand new hour of the show at this exact moment, so you're in the right place at the right time. Here we go.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.